Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Florida Panthers, they open up their second round series tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll get back into it a little bit later on. I also got to get this sound from this Hagel who's still yakking. Oh, poor me. I'm a good boy. I didn't mean to do it. Liar! Anyway, another story for another day. Got some news from the world of basketball broadcasting. Amazon Prime has signed Udonis Haslem and Dwayne Wade to their NBA team this fall, along with Steve Nash and Candace Parker. So the Heat legends teamed up again, Leroy, with Amazon Prime.
All right, last time we were in Vegas.
Today, joining Carmelo?
Candace Parker was there.
Isn't Carmelo doing NBC?
Oh, NBC, yes.
Yeah, because I saw him on the Derby this weekend.
Yes, NBC's doing.
I'm excited about NBC basketball coming back.
I'm like, want to hear that John Tesla.
Oh, they did the commercials during the Derby like 900 times this week. I was all for it. I love it. I'm excited about it. Yeah, Melo's on NBC. I think they have Dirk, too. I think Dirk's going to NBC. Oh! That's good. That's hoops right there. That's good.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie to you. When we growing up, when you heard that, you knew the game was on. You knew game was on.
Y'all don't remember. I don't know, Vlad, you might remember. You had to watch playoff games on delay.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see live games.
They weren't going to knock out Dallas for Seattle Supersonics versus L.A. Laker game.
They had to find out who shot JR.
They had to find out who shot JR. They don't care who shot game six, but they need to know who shot JR.
Well wishes to Matt Mervis, who took a baseball right in the nuts this weekend. That was tough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
You never want a short hop to hit you there.
Can I just tell you, every man on planet Earth, when he saw them, went.
There's no hiding it either. It's just.
Nope.
Poor Mervis. Tough for him. By the way, maybe I was a little bit too quick on this Agustin Ramirez. He's like one for his last 24. Perhaps I crowned him too quick.
You think?
You do that both ways.
Okay, gave Peter Bendix his flowers and this guy. I was like, this guy's the greatest. Never had a prospect come up and hit like this. He's one for his last 24. And the Marlins are in last place. And probably going to sink further down after this Dodgers series. Although, exciting Stowers home run. Walk-off grand slam.
Second of the season.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So, you know, we'll be all right. What is the season supposed to be anyway?
I mean, you have already, in a month and a half of baseball, 2 months, you have already talked yourself off the cliff. The ebbs and flows of your sportsdom, right? Like, that first week, you were like, it was like a drug.
They're a respectable watch. Like, I give them that. Like, last year, they were an unwatchable sieve. This year, they're watchable. You want to tune in and watch the Marlins, they got some guys. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'll watch. It's not like just watching a bunch of.
So the next step is they're watchable and they're winning?
Yes.
Or they're watching and competing more?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. But
it's weird that this team went from being a having good pitching for the last few years, right?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Oof.
Like, you used to always know you're going to have one or two or three guys that was going to pitch their tail off.
Stay right? Sandy day.
And it was going to struggle scoring. Now it's the other way.
Sandy on the hill today.
Yeah, how's Sandy doing, man?
Not too good. Not too. Not,
so we don't, so we don't have to give much. Oh, that's better. So we don't have to give you much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on the hill today.
All right, wait. Vlad, I said that and everybody got mad.
What?
That if he's struggling, they can't trade him.
No, they can trade him. Don't got to give
him. He wants him for the cheapskies.
Yeah. We don't have to give you our top prospects. Yeah.
He's struggling. His ERA is 8.31.
Let's make it 10.31.
You could add his last 3 years, his ERA together, and it wouldn't add up to that.
He needs a different.
No, he doesn't need anything.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He's getting back. He's on the mend.
You see, and this is what I love. When counter stink happens to him, he hates it.
I don't want him. He's not making a stink. He just stinks right now. Making a stink.
So if a Yankees fan says,
it could stink.
This happened this weekend with the Lakers. The Lakers fan got drunk this weekend, and they're just like, I declare Bam Adebayo for Austin Reeves trade. I'm like, what do you mean?
Leroy, that infuriated Tobin to the of point course. Tobin had to go on his channel crazy on the Laker fans.
You're giving me – now I'm going to have the most intangibles backcourt this side of Hoosiers. I got Reeves and Hero. For Bam?
Oh, my God. You beat the Celtics.
I mean, what is...
Of the 50s.
I think we got to reconsider this team. I like them.
There's Kuzi. It's Heinz.
Reeves and Hero. Why don't you just spot the team 50 points? Oh, my God. But like, I will say, and I said this last night, but like the only thing is I can't even really get mad at the Lakers fan because of what happened this year. So, like, everything.
Because of what you do, how can you get mad at another fan base for doing the same
crap? Yeah, but they actually got to have Luka Doncic for peanuts.
And Anthony Davis?
You keep saying Anthony Davis. Like, he's street clothes, dude. He barely plays basketball.
Okay, but I want you to go and make a megastar trade like that.
Mm-hmm.
One for one. Who can you trade on your team for a star?
I don't think I'm trading Luka Doncic for a guy who misses half the games at his age.
I understand that, but it's still you traded two stars. So if I take your biggest stars on the Heat, can you make a trade like that without having to throw in multiple first rounders and additional players?
No, but everybody's saying that that's the point of the trade, though, that the trade was awful because he didn't do that. Like, didn't get all of the assets. Like, that's why it's such a bad, like, the reason it's a bad trade is not because they got Anthony Davis, who is oft injured and is 7 years older than Luka. The reason is they didn't get all of their assets. Like, why didn't they get Austin Reeves, too? Like, that's the thing that's crazy about it.
Because he's Austin
Reeves. D-Sizzle says it perfectly. Tobin, Zion is street clothes, yet you want him.
Yes, but I want him for Terry Rozier.
You think? See, Vlad, this is what we can't have.
But they don't want him anymore. But
we gotta have grown-up conversation.
This is the thing, though.
You can't have a grown-up conversation.
But this is why. They don't want him anymore.
So, but you think they want to give him away for Terry?
I think they want to clear their books. That's what he is. He's a book clearer.
You can't even. You can't.
He is. He's got an expiring contract. Who else are you going to get? You got to pay the money anyway.
So
you're off the. You're out of the Zion business.
So you're
Duncan
upset.
And Terry and pick and the first rounder for this year.
So you're upset with Laker fans with this Bam trade.
It's just not a trade that makes sense for the Heat. Like it doesn't. Why would the Heat? Like I would understand it if you would be like, hey, it's not that I have a problem with people fawning over Bam, right? But it's like, look at the Heat's roster, and you're like, oh, don't you guys want a scoring intangible wonder? It's like, that's literally all we would have left. And now I have two of them? Two cold-ass white boys?
But now you think Joe Dumars wants Terry Rozier just to get rid of Zion. Number one pick. You don't think he's going to not want draft picks?
Well, it's not his number one pick. He didn't pick him. You don't think you're going to, like... As soon as Joe Dumars takes that job, you don't think the number one thing that ownership is telling him, which has been reported, is, hey, get this dude out of here.
Right. But you're going to get the best assets to come back to New Orleans.
We'll see. I mean, what are they going to get?
What do you mean, what are they going to get? They can get a lot.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, Vlad. Listen, agree to disagree. I don't think they are going to get a lot for him.
I think they can.
Why?
Are you kidding me? Because
he's a number one pick.
Because you're not the only you on this planet. And somebody going to get all excited and do whatever they can to get Zion.
They didn't get anything for Brandon Ingram. And he's got way less baggage than Zion.
He wasn't the number one pick.
They sit next to each other for lunch.
He was number two.
And he's been traded before.
And they sit next to each other for lunch because neither one of them play.
Yeah, but you understand my point. Like they did this exact same experiment, thinking they were going to get something for Brandon Ingram, and they never did.
Right. Okay, but I would say Zion's a little probably more people want Zion than Ingram.
You don't.
I do.
Now all of a sudden, he's a wanted commodity in your eyes?
No, I'm just saying there's more people like you that see all the things and the dunks that he pulls off.
I think it's a
and
silly
overlook
thing.
Overlook the fact no, that he doesn't play.
You're comparing the Heat trading Bam Adebayo, one of the most durable players in the league, to the Pelicans trying to dump Zion Williamson.
No, I'm just what I asked you was this. Hey, have a grown up conversation.
No, you have a grown up conversation. You'll be a grown up.
I said. The Mavericks got AD for Luka, and some people say they could have got more.
Or everybody.
Right?
Yeah, except for Nico Harrison.
That's fine. Okay, I'll give you that.
There's a reason why everybody is chanting his name to be fired.
And I'm saying this. On this roster, you can't just trade that anybody on your team and picks to get a player like Luka or AD. So that is part of the problem as to how you're going to get somebody onto this roster.
You're comparing Luka to Zion?
No. Luka or AD. What do you have on your roster that could get a player like that?
If Bam Adebayo was actually available on the trade market, the Heat are going to get a haul for him. That's the facts, Leroy.
No, I understand that. I get that. So you're saying that Bam, in a trade, would have the same amount of value as Luka or...
Not Luka.
Because here's what I'm saying. What players out there, if you had to make a trade, could you get to make your team better? There's not that many guys. So how do you go about...
Well, you're asking two different things. What you just asked was, you don't think you're going to get the same value for Bam as you would for AD. He's younger. He's more durable. Yes, AD has some more offensive polish. I will give you that. He's a better offensive player. I would say defensively, they're a wash. They're both elite defenders. But you're getting age and durability, which are two things that AD does not have. I'm not saying that Bam would have been enough to get Luka, but I'm saying that you're going to get a comparable haul for him. That's why these Laker vultures need to get off and think that your intangibles, who I already have, by the way, is enough.
Right. So, I understand everything that you're saying. But I just think that on this roster right now, you would deplete your roster trying to get a player of that that nature. And especially in the West, when everybody's complaining about not having enough size, how does Bam help that if he were to get traded, say, to the Lakers? I don't think that he would ever trade Bam.
No, but I'm saying, like, okay, let's say in crazy Looneyville, let's say the Heat did trade him. Like, would that be enough for them? It would help. I mean, like, look, it's nothing he hasn't done before. He's been the starting center on a finals team.
Right.
So, like, if you have LeBron, Luka, and Bam Adebayo, that's a pretty good team. That is a pretty damn good team. But it's a moot conversation because I reject their trade. I reject your trade.
Hey, wait, you think, just out of curiosity, you think Tobin's everywhere in the country are rejecting your trades? Because you come up with a new trade every day.
Perhaps, and I don't blame them.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
The thing with the Lakers, though.
Fair point. The Lakers. Yeah, at least you acknowledge it. At least you acknowledge you putting some lunacy out there, too.
Don't the Lakers already have enough lunacy trades? You got Luka for street clothes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40,
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a break. Dade South says Tobin traded Spo because of a steakhouse.
I'm saying. He's right.
It was a great idea at the time. Anyway, take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Barbie game day is coming to Lone Depot Park when the Marlins host the Rays on May 16th, and we got your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to go. Just keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. Marlins and Rays coming on up. That is what we like to call the day after Leroy's day of birth.
Yep.
That's what we got going on, everybody.
We got Friday at Tabacón.
Yep, Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacón this Friday. It is beginning at 6 p.m. You guys can talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM staff. Enjoy a whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed. Just stop on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacón and Plantation Walk. It's free, and it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online, edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there on Friday.
What time at 6?
I can't promise you that there won't be some talking once I get a couple of drinks in me. I'm just...
That's what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. All right. So,
y'all are going to be watching the Panthers game.
That's where you're going to be? You're going to be boots on the ice?
Yeah, I'm going to be boots on the ice. So you're all going to be watching the Panthers game. It's not going to be really much talking going on.
I love it.
Oh, you'd be amazed.
Nobody wants to hear you talk about the game. You know, the game's going on. It's the first game.
We got intermissions. Yeah. Got time.
We did the last one on a Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was because it was canceled like five times.
Seven times,
hurricane season.
But I'm saying,
I think it's the right call to have it as a spring event.
Here's the other problem, Vlad. Keep in mind, this was done before you knew when the Panthers were playing.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
we never know when the Panthers
like that. So it's just a coincidence.
No, yeah, it does. It is. But ooh, Sunrise is gonna be busy.
We never know when the Panthers are playing. Yeah. They hold it a secret. They're like, shh.
I hate.
We're not
Gary
gonna tell
Bennett.
You. We're not gonna tell you when the hockey is.
They literally waited till the game 7 of last night's Western Conference game to put out the rest of the schedule.
That's right.
Like, duh.
I would say the Panthers knew beforehand.
No, but I'm just
they got to make plans to travel.
But here's the thing, guys. The game was between Winnipeg and Minnesota, correct?
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis, right? Central! All the games should be 9:30 Eastern. It'll be 8:30 Central. That's it. Done. There's your schedule. Because you want to have one game.
Is this the only sport we have this issue with?
Where they wait until the end?
Yes.
Well, you don't know when the hell anybody's playing till the last minute.
I think, yeah, the NBA is pretty good about getting those schedules out, but
the
hockey.
The NBA has a preset schedule.
We've known Toronto and Florida has been the matchup now for multiple days.
Over 3 days, bro.
Yeah, for multiple days. They've known who it's going to be. And they were just like, now you get to know.
I think
I got an email. When did we get an email? Sunday?
No.
Sunday morning, yeah. Saturday night? I think it was Saturday.
Saturday night, maybe?
I think I got the email about
that. Game one is Monday evening at 8 p.m., but we still don't know.
So they got to travel. They find out Saturday. They got to call all their guys and say, okay, we out on Sunday.
Yeah.
To travel to Toronto yesterday to get, like, it's just, it seems like you're rushing your product, and you probably should, if you want good games, you probably shouldn't have somebody traveling last minute.
Just to give everybody the rundown of the schedule for the Panthers, tonight at 8 o'clock is game one. Wednesday at 7 is game two. Friday at 7 o'clock, game three back at home. Then Sunday, 7:30 is game four. Should it go to a game five, that'll be in Toronto. They get 2 days off. That won't be until Wednesday. Then we're back here on Friday if it goes to a game six, and back Sunday in Toronto if it goes to a game seven.
I mean,
there'll be only 1 2-day break, and that would be between four
and five. I mean, I get it. You want to have two games every night from your sport in the playoff. But you kind of know which teams are going to be playing each other on those days. You know that, all right, it's Dallas versus Winnipeg. It's Central. Whatever day that when that series begins, have those games at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That we don't have to wait. We know that the Maple Leafs versus the Panthers are going to be Eastern time zone games starting between 7. And if it's a single game, we know it's going to be 8. Ain't that difficult, guys. Gary Bettman, I don't understand. Is it the networks that just run it, pimping them?
I don't understand it. Like, they had the same issue, too, with the not coordinating, because I think the Avalanche played at the same time as the Nuggets did, which is, I mean, they hammered us nonstop with this conflicting schedule. But tonight the Panthers are the only show in town. But then you're right, Vlad, it's mostly two games every single night. So that's what we got going on. Leroy?
Yes, sir.
You ready to gather us around the locker room, hand out your game balls and game bums?
I am.
We will get to that next. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room and let Leroy Horde hand out his game balls and game bums. But first, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone. I love that
nice.
Guy. With Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter this text contest, text the word Dolphins to 20357. Text Dolphins to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show.
Are you a Jelly Roll or a Teddy Swims guy?
I guess Jelly Roll.
Very similar.
I like Jelly Roll. I'm not like the biggest Jelly Roll fan, but I mean, nobody dislikes Jelly Roll.
No, I'm not saying dislike. No, I like them both. But I'm just saying very similar. Teddy Swims does a lot of covers, like on YouTube and stuff like that. It's actually pretty cool.
Does he? Yeah, I don't even know what is Teddy Swims, other than the Lose Control. What's his other song?
He's got Bad Dreams. He's got... he does a lot of collaborations.
All right. Well, anyway, if you guys want to go, text the word Dolphins to 20357, and you'll be entered into our text contest to win. Hunter says, why do you say they're similar, Leroy?
Go ahead. Start shaming.
The tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's it.
Okay.
What else?
Very similar style singers.
Who gets your game ball this weekend, Leroy, from the busy working weekend in sports?
I usually don't like to bore people with golf, except when it was Rory who won the Grand Slam.
The Masters.
Finally. But Scottie Scheffler tied a PGA Tour record for most under par in a four-round tournament. He was 31 under par. Right? Imagine the guy in second place was 24 under par and he lost by 7. It was unbelievable. He dominated and it was fun to watch because guess what? History was made. So, you know, I'm a big fan of that. So he gets my game ball.
Sounds like an easy course, man. I don't know.
Sounds
like the course was playing very easy that with this past weekend.
I don't know. Then why was he 7 strokes better than the closest?
That's what I'm saying. Dude, right. If the second guy shot a 24 under, that's got to be one of the highest scores to lose. That means that course was playing. Yeah, it was.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's like the year Tiger won the Tiger Slam. Ernie Els was second in every one of those. So if not for Tiger, we'd be talking more about Ernie Els. My game bum. Or my
game bum.
Bum.
Game bum.
Go ahead.
Like, as I chew on this a little bit more, right? As I chew on this situation a little bit more, I have to go with this kid from the coach's kid from Atlanta, right?
The Ulbrich kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
No matter how much I think about it, I try to think of, we like doing the jokey jokes.
Yep.
We like telling the jokey jokes or whatever. What level of cruel do you have to be to think that would be funny, right? And I'm just like, man, people are just cruel. But he gets my game bum because I, like, as much as I like making fun of people, scaring people, fat shaming people, whatever, I don't think I could ever, I don't think it's in me at a person's most important moment of his life to this point to be prank called.
Did you just
right? That's cruel. That's not funny. That's cruel.
No, I know that's not funny, but did you just admit that you do fetching?
He does.
I've been known. I've been known.
I was at Dubois Beach this week, and I thought as soon as I walked down there, I'm like, Leroy would have a field day. Here's the thing. Can I tell you something, though, that annoys me the most about the Jax Ulbrich thing, to be honest with you?
What is it?
It's not so much the prank, right? The prank is can be funny. I know Kim Bocamper told the story about his friend pranking him that he was drafted. And I was like, that's a funny story.
That's his friend. His friend.
But the thing,
they ain't kinda like that with Shador.
But the thing with, they don't. But the thing that's stupid and that just cannot be excused is you filmed yourself doing the crime.
That's right.
That's the stupidity of it. It's not enough that you pulled off a good prank. You needed the clout from the good prank.
No, you needed, you know what you needed? Evidence that you did it. Because if you told somebody you did something that stupid, they would have said, no, you didn't. And then you go, I got video.
Yeah, but that's stupid. Like, just be happy that you pulled up. You're going to be able to see. Look,
there's no proof, though.
No, there was. Well, it obviously was proof because it was on Shador streamed everything. So, like, they streamed everything on their end.
But here's what I'm saying. If somebody called and pranked him, you, like, yeah, it happened, but you don't know who. And if I'm the way I'm looking at this situation, he wanted the credit for doing it. That's why he filmed it.
What? But that's stupid. You're supposed to have credit amongst your boys. Like, that's what a prank is. When we would fire the potato cannon at a rival fraternity house, did I need to film it? No. It was a joke amongst friends.
Really?
Yes. That thing got some real. It had a long barrel. That thing could launch.
Did you guys? By the way, now that you're using like engineering and whatever,
yeah,
to build these contraptions to shoot at other, I mean, like. Did you ever use any of your power for good? Like, what were y'all doing in school?
We had a good laugh. That's good enough for me. But that's the thing. It's like, oh, we need to film it. We need to film the prank.
That's
you're there with your
society.
Friends. Like
that's
the whole point.
Society.
If we can laugh amongst friends, that's supposed to be good enough. Now I need to laugh amongst strangers. The strangers are gonna be like. Like
you got to put it on TikTok, YouTube.
It's got to go viral. It's got to go viral.
Right. Got to go viral.
It did go viral. You're like, look, it went viral. Look at Shador. He thought he was getting drafted, and we could sit back in the dorm room howling with laughter. Wasn't good enough.
It went so viral, cost him half a mil.
Tobin, you know what's crazy? Even saying it makes me cringe.
I understand.
Like I can't think. Like man.
But there were others like. I believe Abdul Carter said that he got prank called. He thought he was going too. Like a lot of guys came out and said that these weren't the only ones. He was the most publicized guy And obviously his drop was the biggest story of the draft.
You maybe the Auburn kid called a bunch of people?
I don't know.
I'm thinking now I'm thinking this was a scam among defensive coordinator kids. Like, you know, because you're not able to get their number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
right.
That number is only meant to be for one peep for 32 teams and one of those teams to call.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, if you got the number and you make a call and you're pranking and you're calling everybody else, that means you have access to that personal information. And the only people who's going to get access to that is the people that work in the NFL or people in that household. So I believe him and his friends probably, because, you know, Albrecht's been around. You mm-hmm. know, defensive coordinators, they travel around. So he probably got kids that are around his age. And they all decided, hey, man, you know, it'd be fun. Let's go prank call all these NFL draft picks and then let's videotape it. And then so we can laugh and show everybody else how we made fun of them. And then look at them now. Costs his man, costs
see, here's
his
the thing.
Man $500,000.
Yep, but I believe, this is what I believe. I believe the dad was in on it.
You think?
I think he gave him the number. But I think the dad, because the dad's old, and you know what we say about the old? They're not very good with technology. And so I think the dad gave Jax the number, and he goes, Dad. He's like, Dad, can you, he's probably texting him, hey, can you believe Shador is falling like this? And dad's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, look at him wait. He goes, you know, it'd be funny. He goes, prank calling him, say he's going to get drafted. Dad's like, I got his number. So he sends it to Jax. He goes, Jax, don't be an idiot and film it. Like, come on, Dad, I'm not that stupid. But of course he is that stupid, and that's how he did it. I think the dad, like, they said that the kid hacked or, like, got the number off an iPad. Get out of here. Ridiculous. The dad gave him the number.
First of all, you can't leave an open iPad without it shutting down anyway.
Right. It's ridiculous.
The dad would have had to been close for that to even be possible. Otherwise, it'd have shut down.
Right. It's so silly. He obviously leaked him the number. But he's just like,
that's why the dad got fined.
But Olbrook comes from a time where he's like, ah, the prank is the prank. The prank is the payoff. And he's too stupid to realize these kids these days. No, the clout from the prank is the payoff.
Dude, he's a defensive coordinator. Hmm? That type of stupidity might not allow you to get a head coaching job. I don't think he's going to risk that.
I don't know, dude. I saw a guy do yayo, and he's still kicking around with the offensive line
jobs. That's an offensive lineman.
Is that, I mean, and? He's still, like, what was his banishment? Like,
you
a year?
You could, come on, there was Astron around him also. Wasn't there Astron around him?
Well, I mean, Astron exposed him. That's okay. What it was.
I mean, you can always blame it on the Astron. You can't blame it on your child. Like, your child just really messed up your job here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really, nobody's going to trust Jeff Albrecht right now.
Can you believe that somebody filmed themselves doing blow to send his stripper girlfriend at the time a video saying that I miss you a lot, like a straight up documentary? I remember when they set up Ricky Hatton, the British paparazzi set up Ricky Hatton doing blow. Who films themselves doing blow? Back a year later.
Probably the same people that filmed themselves prank calling. Same type of people.
Which, by the way, I don't remember what the stripper's name was. Her name escapes me. Her point was kind of right.
What was the point?
Her whole point was doing it for Kaepernick because Kaepernick wasn't getting a job.
Wait, they were snorting for Cap?
No, he wasn't snorting for Kaepernick. Her whole point was, watch this guy not lose his job while Kaepernick can't get a job. But he did get a job back faster than Kaepernick. Her point was kind of sound.
It depends, too, because guess what? Who was the wide receiver from Cleveland that kept getting chances?
Oh, Josh Gordon.
But he was
Josh Gordon.
But that's weed. I mean, the whole league is using it now. Like, was he wrong?
Yeah, but if you get caught a bunch of times and you need to stop.
All right, listen. Steve Howe, Josh Gordon, yes, they were wrong. But you know what? Eventually, if you live long enough, all your wrongs end up being right.
Ricky Williams.
There you go. Look at that. All the suspensions and fines, yeah. At the end of the day, guess what happened? He was right. They should, They should return his money.
Ricky, they ran Ricky into the ground. That's why he was like, yeah.
Jordo says, social media wasn't around for the potato launcher. That would have been all over the gram.
Yeah. Come on. You recorded yourself burning a hat indoors.
That was a close set. That was just for TV.
Okay. Okay.
That's the same thing Alec Baldwin said.
Hey, you know what's amazing? This dude will sit here and talk about being in a close set while lighting something on fire indoors and get mad at somebody else videotaping their stupidity.
There's those big grains falling.
Now, that's the most ridiculous. I mean, you basically videotape yourself doing a crime.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you why are you doing nasal candy? Why that? Are you video recording? Well, Who does that?
You could, like, what? He didn't even FaceTime. He sent a video.
First of all, you can't be doing it off the desk at your job. That's nasty.
I got to go coach Jonathan Martin. That ain't going to work out. There's those big grains falling.
Was that Duran Martin in incognito time, too?
I don't remember. I can't. It's hard to keep up with scandals, Vlad. I can't keep up anymore.
It's terrible.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines, including another draft fall that's got somebody petty as hell, and I like it. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.